Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to One in the Spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Robert. How you guys doing tonight? Today, excuse me. How you guys doing today? It's a pleasure to be amongst you again. Let me turn this Zen music down. I'm a little bit discombobulated right now. I was trying to do this show 2 days ago, man. I'm just not getting to it. But that it is, better late than never. And you know what? Then again, today's show is called Happy New Year, kind of. So, am I really late of what I'm going to be talking about today anyway? So, you know, so good. So, Happy New Year to you guys anyway, though. I do mean that. But what I'm going to talk to you today, we're not going to be with you for a few seconds today. I just want to let you guys know, you know, I thought it'd be appropriate, you know, today. Coming on the new year, and I've been talking about this. I actually learned this now, going on 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, back in 2014. All right, there we go. You know, I was talking about instead of living your new year from January 1st to December 31st. Why don't we look at what you consider? I do this, though. And I'll break it out. I'll get to that in a few seconds, though. Now, why don't you consider, if you would, living your life from your birthday, which in my case would be September 10th, live your year, new year for me is your birthday, which would be September 10th. And then New Year's Eve to me would be September 9th. Whatever your birthday is, consider that. Now I was thinking about something, how back in the day, people used to go to jail or get in prison, as you would. They didn't call it jail back in those days. When they started to say, we thought of once upon a time that the earth revolved around us. I mean, not the earth, but we were the center of the universe. And then we slowly started to find out that the sun didn't rotate around the earth, but the earth rotated around the sun, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, all the other planets out here and all this kind of stuff. Now, technically speaking, ladies and gentlemen, though both views are actually true, you understand the concept of as within, so without. Technically speaking, aren't you the center of it? Or at least one of the centers of it? Knowing that we're all emanations or outward manifestations of what we call God, the infinite universe, the absolute. Makes sense to me, I think. So what I'm going to do today, ladies and gentlemen, is what I'm going to do, I'm going to propose some stuff to you today. And I'm going to be back at you tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Got a lot of stuff going on. I would have done this show last night, but the conditions were just not that deal. And I was talking about, you talking about chaos. It was a peaceful thing. It was like everybody, babies, hollering, little kids doing, I mean, something like 11 at night. Doing cartwheel, grandmother's hollering. Oh, man, come on, people moving, bumping stuff all over. Oh, I tried to do it, man. It didn't work out for me. So, that said, ladies and gentlemen, today, was the best time to do it. I was going to do it later on, but I was like, you know what? I had to go make a run this morning. I got back. People still asleep. Man, I'm like, I better get this done now. You know what? The last two shows, I think it is, then I've been having actually switching those shows. I switched them like three or four times. But we got to get that checked. About to get that taken care of. Let me tell you something. Excuse me. I've actually been noticing some stuff. For one, I'm going to tell you straight out, I'm not going to try to prove anything to anybody. You know what I'm saying? This is just, like I say all the time, ladies and gentlemen, this is the show where you're the cause, I'm the effect. But I do see things how I see them. You know what I'm saying? I've been through the journey that I've been through. Right now, like I say, I have 8 followers. I think one of them
actually has listened to this show, maybe two. But as a follower, when a follower listens, like, you know, via the V, I didn't send that. I might have. Okay. So, you know, just in case, I mean, it what was I talking about? Yeah, well, anyway, this is a show where you're the cause and I'm the effect. Again, I see things as I see them. But you know what? Like I said, I don't know how many. There's like two people that I know of that listen to this show. Some people have hit me on Facebook and like, hey, I show a good show. I'm like, thank you. But unless you're on that area code 646-787-1879 number, I don't know you're there. That link I just sent out, I might have sent it out twice just now. You can click on that link that at any time you can listen to the show. You can listen to it live or you can listen to it, you know, on your computer. But I don't know you're there. That said, there's a couple of few thousand of you guys who listen to this show. So, I mean, it's not like I'm trying to verify anything or, you know, convince myself of anything. I'm just talking. So this is a talk show. One in the spirit. I'm your host, Ron Roberts. It's the show where your hosts do what the show talk about. And that's talk. Anywho. I'm going to just be like this with you. This is not a religious situation, though I talk about God. I talk about the everything. That's what's called one in the spirit. I thought it appropriate, actually, this show and tomorrow's show, because I'm telling you, man, it's all good. It's all good. Whoever you are listening to this show, thank you for giving me something cool to do, and I'll continue to be of service as it's appropriate. That said, man, the stuff that's going on, I'm starting to see, understand a whole lot of stuff. And, you know, I said I was true to form, and I said, well, I won't be cracking holy rollers and church Negroes thing. I ain't did that. You know, I might have hit a couple of holy rollers in there every now and again. But, you know, I used to holy roll. Yeah, I used to holy roll. And my in this particular incarnation, I started out in a church, in a Pentecostal church. And I was always a biblical reader, but then now my consciousness has expanded to other things, if you would, more than the Bible. But that is not to say that the scripture is a lie. I tell you all day long, hey, man, Bible ain't no word. You better go on with that. I don't even care about that. You call it what you want to. That's what you do. I'm just telling you I ain't doing it. You know what I'm saying? I see it a certain way. Now, but at the same token, I'm looking at things now that meant something at another time. Now though, ladies and gentlemen, it's like, wow. It was there the whole time. You know what I'm saying? If you look at it, the certain way, like, what, 34 years ago would be this July that I got baptized. And 34 years in July would be the first Bible study that I went. Now, the words say the same thing. You might have a different translation, depending on what it said. But if you look at the same Bible that we got, that same white Bible that Pastor Hodges gave me, or, you know what I'm saying, way back in the day, you read a scripture and you read it 34 years ago, it's going to say the same thing. It's going to be the same letters in front of the same letters, the same commas, what they are, the same number of the verse, whatever the case may be. That said, the meaning of it now, you see what I'm saying? The meaning of these things, you're like, well, I'm looking at it now, I mean something different. It's like it transformed right there in front of you. You know what I'm saying? Like the scripture, we walk by faith, not by sight. What? The profound meaning, I mean, just talking about this just the last couple of days. You know, I've been seeing some stuff where it was talking about. I'm looking at, like, you know what? Everything that we see now, everything you see, you smell, you taste, you hear, you physically touch. I've always been saying that, but you know, they're nothing more than outward manifestation of spirit. But even in circumstances that are going on, it's not even to react to what's actually going on in your life as it is to interpret it. You see what I'm saying? And what I'm saying by that is not to even be concerned about what you see. You know, don't even let it's actually you talking to you. Talking about the other people. I like the way this gentleman, Neville Goddard, put it. How everything that you come across is a gift. This life is a gift. The people that you come across. Okay, and your brain is a gift. You know what I'm saying? All of these things are technically speaking, an illusion, if you would. Like we're in a virtual reality. You can feel stuff and all that. It's a reality. It's how your brain is doing it. All the magnificence of this thing we got called a human body. Oh my goodness. Now, that said, we understand, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna get to this in a few seconds. What I'm talking about these numbers is basically the show is gonna be talking about. Well, not necessarily. I'm about to say it's gonna be basically talking about numerology. But I'm going to talk to you a little bit about numerology, how you can break your numbers down, your name, your year down, if you were to do this, going from instead of saying January 1st to December 31st, and then going to going for whatever your birthday is, in my case, September 10th to September 9th, and then before your birthday, next year, living year that way, and then break that down into three, four-month increments, understand the vibration of it. Because you can take your name, your birthday, everything can be broken down into numbers. Find out your outer number, your soul number, your life lesson number, all those things. There are four of them. But in this particular case, what you can do is break your year down. Actually, you break the year itself down as a whole. I'll tell you about that in a few seconds. So, but now, I read this on the show the other day, and something came to me. Because what happened was I got into the Kybalion. I'd had it for a while. I even started doing a show on it earlier last year when I was trying to get back into it before I got full fledged like I am now. And it talks about it by somebody called the Three Initiates. And don't ask me who they are. I just like the books. I just saw it, you know, going through Kindle. You know, you buy a certain number, you got a certain library, and they tell you, oh, people bought this book, they bought these books too, and you start looking at stuff, and you can get lost. It's like drugs, man. For real, messing with books with me. I ain't never seen knowledge as I ain't. Yeah. Anyway, though, I had the Kybalion. You know what I'm saying? But I actually listened to it on audio as well. And the audio I didn't actually buy. I actually got the audio on YouTube. Y'all better get with it. Anyway, I was actually, because you know I've been on for a little while. And, you know, I got to the point where I was getting into each of these, breaking each of these things down, each of the seven hermetic principles. One of those is called the law of vibration. So, as I was reading, and this just came about. See, I may have been like, oh, I feel like doing it, it was too noisy. Those may have been circumstances that were just simply trying to tell me, hey, you might get something else to that you might want to be trying to do. You might be paying attention to yourself. You feel what I'm saying? So, this is how I'm going to hit this for you. But let me go back to that point before I get into that, though, where I was talking about the circumstances. And if you're concerned with things that are actually going on without you, you've messed up. Well, you ain't messed up. There's no right or wrong of it. But if you actually truly want to get to your home frequency, if you would, your truest vibration, that closest thing to God, stop being duped by outer circumstances. I believe this coming year, and I'm saying this on the second day of this calendar year, Notice I said this calendar year, not your year. This calendar year, as far as I'm not mistaken, if I'm intuitive, because I have to be honest with you, I only have a certain amount of input here, to be honest with you. I'm doing stuff, I'm like, why did I do that? But if I'm not mistaken, the tone of everything that you're going to be hearing off of One in the Spirit is going to be actually geared towards not the controversial things, but as the cause and effect type of things that are actually going on. Now, I'm going to get to something for you real quick. I'm going to read something that I read. I mean, why, what are we talking about? And I'm going to go talk about why you should probably live your year. You might want to consider living your year in the sense that I'm talking about right now. I have to turn on my light in my bedroom/studio. Wow, I'll never get the right page. There we go. This is from a book called Numerology and the Divine Triangle by somebody named Faith Giovanni and Dusty Bunker. Now, let me show you something. Well, I'm going to read both of these. Now, this is talking about Pythagoras, the father of geometry, I think. You know, Pythagoras back in the day, in the Grecian days. This is pretty much talking about just numerology. These are a couple of things I knew I had to outline. You know how you get in your Bible and be underlining all the words and color and passages? I do that in other books. All right, he said, he discovered the mystical significance of numbers, noting that the numbers 1 through 9 stand macrocosmically, he said it again, macrocosmically, for universal principles. On the personal level, microcosmically, they stand for characteristics, abilities, and events. Talking about as within, so without, as above, so below type of stuff, right? I'm going to read this one. Pythagoras taught that evolution is the law of life. Number is the law of the universe. Unity is the law of God. Okay? I'm going to skip it down a little bit further, and this is what I really want to get to you. He also taught that numbers have a significant apart from values denoted by figures. Numbers, this is the underlying part, numbers are different from figures. Numbers represent quality. Figures represent quantity. Numbers operate on the spiritual plane, while figures are for measuring things on the material plane. Let me say that one again. You'll see where I'm going with this right here. Numbers are different from figures. Numbers represent qualities. Figures represent quantities. Numbers operate on the physical plane, while figures are for measuring things on the material plane. Now, numbers are qualities. Qualities operate from the spiritual plane, right? So we're talking about as within, so without right now. Understanding now that life is not happening to you. Life is responding to you. Every circumstance in your life has been according to how you think it. Please join me tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, ladies and gentlemen, where the subject matter will be, how you feel. There's a reason for that, man. if you followed the show last week, I get what's going on. You should know you're the author. There's no coincidence with what's going on. What's happening to you, you've attracted it to yourself, ladies and gentlemen. This is why it's so important when they say, when they say in scripture, I believe it's, I forget exactly where it's in Matthew, with Jesus, with 6:33, where he was saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. The kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, right? Now, what is it? Luke 17:21, I think it is. States the kingdom of heaven is within. Then in like the Mark 9, it's talking about it's right there in front of you. It's not a far off place. So basically, when I talk to you and I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, whatever day you were born, and you break these numbers down, and you break these numbers down, and if you do business, you'll see what I'm talking about. You can't see. I probably need to get a YouTube channel going this year, because I know people be like, hey, they, you know, nah, we do. You get talking too much to me, like, man, tell you something. Sports Center. Now, again, though, hold up, and we're back. Okay, now, if you understand what they're talking about, that kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is within you. This is you. You, the physical body, is nothing more than an outward manifestation of spirit. Oh, my goodness. I might need to go upgrade this show to get more time. I don't even know why I just said that. I don't even be using the whole 2 hours right now. I be talking it up, though. I talk it like I'm, yeah. I do that work, though. Anyway, though, ladies and gentlemen, I'm serious about this, but it's not as serious as what we actually think it, though. No, it's no real danger, because what's actually happening is there's a mass awakening coming on. You know what I'm saying? There's work that I'm doing. There's work that other people are doing. You know what I'm saying? That because the whole, you know what I'm saying, is coming. Trust me, when I tell you, when I show you what I'm about to show you, I'm gonna use myself as an example. Right? Now, you know the funny thing is, you know how you know? There's some stuff you can look at it. And you'd be like, that's not no mistake. Nobody might have ever seen it. You need to trust that you have that connection. You come across stuff, we have that connection, it'll be actually a lot more awakened than we actually anticipate. But at that same token, because somebody else said, must be as they stay asleep, you went with the sleeper. I was listening to a spot on YouTube today, on my journey today. Listen to Neville Goddard, where it has Barabbas and Jesus, that has an allegorical meaning right there. You know what I'm saying? Most of us are like, yo, give us Barabbas. Hell. That just sounds funny to me. Anyway, give us Barabbas. Oh, what? We're going to be breaking in the crib next week. Give us Barabbas? Nah, dog. That's just me, though. But there's an allegorical meaning to that, though, ladies and gentlemen. It's not that it's right or wrong, but you're going to come. That thing is awakening in you. We're going to actually. If you ask me, it seems as though that kind of scares most of us. You know what I'm saying? We kind of don't want to let go of the old ideas that we've held. And in that sense, you know, we kind of, you know what I'm saying? We kind of other stuff just does what it does. I mean, that's why if you pay attention, there's a theme. If you get away, if you can learn to get away from, I'm talking about being right in the middle of things that you see, smell, taste, hear, physically feel, but you can still see that flickering light at least all of that that's going on, you'll start to see it. A lot of us see it, just don't even actually know what it is we've seen. You see what I'm saying? It's been about 10 years. I just happened to notice life circumstances doing some stuff to me. I was like, hold up, man, it's just not, you know. But if you start, you take what I'm talking about in these numbers. So you take your, you can take your year, break it down, and you do the whole numerology thing: 0, 1, 1 to 9, 0 to 9, nothing greater than 9, unless you got a double. Then you got to break it down. There's a number, like I was telling you guys. There's a 9-year cycle. Your life goes in 9-year cycles. Like that little me baby. I'm on this show talking about, hey, live your life. Instead of going January 1st to December 31st, as a little bitty baby, somebody, a good friend of mine. Matter of fact, I did a chart for her out of this same book last year for her birthday, not a year before that, 2014. And it said that she would, you know, she had that possibility of having babies. Her baby was born on January 1st. So can't really tell her, hey, live your life from your birth, and you might as well just go and be with the rest of them. January 1st, December 31st, that's your year. Now, with you, from that point, ladies and gentlemen, you take that, 1-1-2016, she's going to be, I forget her, 9-11-5 or something like that. I forget what exactly was. It's still a number vibration. She's going to come, she's going to 0-1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. She has, that vibration is going to change every 8 years. When that little bitty baby turns 9, the vibration that she started yesterday is going to start all over again. That's what I'm telling you. Might be a little bit different. Like, say, if it's an 11-2, it might be a 22. But, you know, because you do some other stuff in this particular type of numerology. So it might be an 11-2 right now, which she was born up under. But I want to take that back. It might be her first one is a 9, so it might be an 18-9. You see what I'm saying? Because 1 + 8 breaks down to 9. Then 27 might be a 27-9 or something like that, depending on what's going on. There's going to be that whatever, and when she turns 9, that's what her thing is going to be. Every time, it's going to do that. Every 9 years. So your life goes in 9 year vibration. Now, if you take that all the way out, say in my case, I just came off of a what's called a 9-4-4. My first four months of my year where I was up on the vibration of a 9. Then the last two, in my case, the last 8 months match up. That really breaks down to 8. So if there's a number on the outside of that, that no matter what it is, it matches up for everybody. So you know there's something there. I'm going to have to get a YouTube channel and show you what exactly that is I'm talking about on that. But you know I'm always talking about, you know what I'm saying? You guys know I'm always talking about, it's 30 seconds. You guys know I'm always talking about physical, nothing but an outward manifestation of spirit. An outward manifestation of spirit. So, now with that said, understand the as within, so without thing I'm telling you. If you can understand the right the vibration that you're actually vibrating, the frequency that you're vibrating at, that you do it on every 9 years, this is 100. You do this now by breaking down. See, what did you firstly break down the years? Let me take my case. My birthday is September 10th. I'm still in a year. So it's 2015. So you take the 9 and the 10. You say plus 9 plus 10 is 19. Now, in the old days, you would have take that 10 and the 10th and say 1 plus 0 is 1. That's not how you do it in this particular view of numerology. Plus 9 plus 10 is 19. And the year being 2015, you say plus another 2, 21, plus the 1 in the 2015, make that 22 plus the 5. 22 plus 5 is 27. So right now, I am on a year, a vibrational year. That's the remember, numbers are qualities. Them operate on a spiritual plane. Understanding that the physical is nothing more than an outward manifestation of spirit. You feeling me? So my year going, which started on September 10th, 2015, is for going all the way to 9/9 of 2016 is what? A 9. Now, if you really break that thing down, this just came to me because that's how it goes with me. Stuff just be popping in my head like popcorn. The end of my year, I just kind of broke that thing down. 9/10, 2015. Not 1967 where I was born at. 9/10, 2015. If my year ends on 9/9/2016, you break 2016 down, that's all nine. Nine for the September, the ninth day of 2016. 2 + 1 = 3 + 6 = 9. I'm on a 9. I'm on a 9 year that ends on all 9. See, there's no mistakes here. If you start to understand some stuff, my people. If you start to understand some stuff, get with your boy on that, man. Matter of fact, look that up.
Wow.
Yeah. Give me a few seconds, ladies. I can't tell y'all, man. This stuff just comes up in my dome. I'm just so preoccupied on this type of stuff. I damn near don't want to do anything else. You know what I'm saying? This is why I want to live by myself and be at peace by myself, not cut on the TV, not hear nobody, not people just coming over talking about nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's not that I hate people. This is what preoccupies me. You know what I'm saying? So now, understand that's the year that I would be in. Right? So now, but you can break that year, that 27/9, you can break that year down. I'm gonna read a little bit about what these are actually saying according to this book that I found it in. You can break the year in itself down into three 4 month increments. So in other words, how you would do that though? So for me, like, what's today's date? The 2nd. I'm about to end the first 4 month vibrational block under the number 11. But that's because that's what it is for me this year, 11/2, for the first 4 months. From September 10th to October 9th. October 9th will be the last day that I'm on that vibrational thing of 2. 11/2, I should say. Then, because the way it falls for me, though, I'll explain why it's like that. And I found a lot of people have this. They don't necessarily match. But the last 8 months of the year, from, January 10th all the way to September 9th, I will be up under the vibration of 14/5. That's like that with me because, you see, firstly, I'll show you how you break that down. Firstly, how old you? This is how you break it down into the 3 to 4 month increment. You do three things in this order. You take the how old you're going to be in that year. Like in my case, in 2015, I turned 48. So you take 2015 and 48. That came to something where it broke down to 2000. I mean, it came to something where it broke down to 11/2. And then the second thing you do is to get the second 4 month increment, which you would do would take your soul number, not soul, excuse me, your life lesson number, which would be your birthday. In my case, that would be the year, the day, the month, and the year that you were born, right? So the day, the month, and the year, break that down. In my case, 9 plus 10, 19 plus the 19 in 1967, 29 plus 6 is 35 plus 7 is 42. So 42-6 is my soul number. But you don't use the you don't use the reduced number in this case. In this case, I take 2015 and add 42 to it. Somehow or another, I'm not doing it right now, but you know, I know it by heart. But I don't know exactly how it broke down to 14-5. and then what you do to get your soul number. What you do to get your soul number would be get your soul number. Is to take, this is the, from your first, your middle, and your last name at birth. So, ladies, you would not use your married name. What you got at birth. Would be your soul number. In this case, the soul number, you take the value of the vowels of your first, middle, your last name. In my case, this came to 24 instead of 42. It's 24. So somehow or another, again, I don't have the paperwork with me. I don't got it out with me. But what you do, you add 24 to 2005. You do this every year. And you got that year. So up under that 9/27 year, which is the whole year, the first 4 months I vibrate as was called 11/2. And the last 8, because mine's match up like that. And not everybody can match up like that, though. I'll be vibrating at 14/5. Now, if you actually pay attention to your life, not judge it, don't try to live it, and you can actually be more, you can be more intuitive, have more intuitive living to actually what goes on in your life, instead of life just accepting what life gives you. You feel me? Instead of you just accepting what life is giving you, then you know you can actually, you know, aim. So you can aim at a little bit stuff more better. And it's not prediction, because you're doing it anyway. You see what I'm saying? You know, remember, because as within, so without. You see what I'm saying? If you're not plugged in, you know, if you're not constantly, you're plugged in anyway. If you're not constantly plugged in, it's a problem. No, not a problem. You know, just probably your life is probably a lot less savory than, you know, you thought you would like it to be. You understand? So one can do that. Now, I'm going to just go and give a brief description of what's going on with it. And I'm going to go a little bit further, and I'm going to let it go. Oh, I got the cane right there at 11/2. What you would do, this is a great book, man. I don't know about y'all, but I know what you're into, but some good stuff. This is a temporary vibration. It said tests, legal dealings, inspiration, art, quick decisions. This master number period can be experienced as a 2. That's why I say 11/2. As a 2 vibration, if you do not live up to the 11 potential, you will have to make decisions quickly, because sudden events require decisive action. I mean, look, man, wasn't my idea to be moving right now. It's supposed to be last month, but it's like that. Experiences occurred now are exciting, stimulating, and likely to make you impulsive. But you must be patient and tolerant. Let me tell you something. I'm going to leave that one alone right now. If you can't tell by the last couple of shows that I've done, the way I talk, the way stuff, I start, damn it, stepping on top of myself a lot. Yeah. But it's not, this is not, again, you might say, who wrote that? It's like you wrote it, technically speaking. As within, so without. All of this out here, it's already happened. Somebody wrote this book. Somebody created this form that you can hear what I'm saying right now. So I'm getting at you right now, ladies and gentlemen. No need to prove anything. You already know. Same as you, like, know who your mom is. You know, things of that nature. So I'm going to hit you with this 14.5 real quick a little bit. I'm gonna let you taste a little bit of that, that 927. And then I'm gonna go into the law of vibration. The reason I'm going there. Let me get to it, though. Now, I'm talking about the 14.5. Now, this is me. You know what I'm saying? Now, let me go ahead and say this. There's a young lady who calls in on the show, call a friend of the show, Tina, who speaks to, you know, contacting me about putting something like this together for her. If you would like me to start something like that for you, you would have to get the book. But, I mean, I could do it, but, you know, we had to talk that out. But if you'd like for me to actually give you some more information on what it is I'm talking about, on this numerology, and I do get into astrology quite a bit, I can be reached at MrVaughn1967@gmail.com. Let me spell that out. It would be MRV as in Victor, ON1965@gmail.com. And in your information, need your first name, middle name, last name at birth, and your birthday. That would be for just something like this, and I can just hit you up, what you like to know, what you call it, be free of charge. You know what I'm saying? Help out. Now this 14.5. Now see, we're tripping over this right here because it says active sexual principle, pregnancy, social and family obligation, competition. A need to verify. A variety of experiences will occur that urge you to slow down and think about your previous behavior. You may need to modify your lifestyle and control your desires and sexual appetite. The sexual principle is active now and can result in pregnancy. I ain't doing nothing, so it's been 3 years. I ain't gonna get none. I ain't worried about that one. Or the creative act may be channeled to bring about a product of the mind. See, might be a reason. It's not like I just strike out. I just do not want to be bothered with it. For some reason, it stresses me. I'm like, I don't even want that. And I'm really going to leave that one alone. But it's just not on my mind. Like, I'm gonna go out later on tonight. I'm not even looking now. Look here, son. Look. Listen, trying to tell you now. I'm going downtown to Buffalo Wild Wings. Buddy, if one of them bartenders in there, what? A good look. Like, yeah. But I'm not trying to holler at it like that, though. I got other stuff on my mind right now. So, some stuff I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Now you come through fucking what I'm talking. You gonna sit on my lap right way. We can work that out. But you know, now I can't. I ain't got to that point now where where I could be looked and listen, you look good. Then when that wear off, you're like, what you talking about though? I'm about to move to Mars, yo. You know what I'm saying? I've never been that cat. So I like to hurt women's feelings like that. But I ain't gonna just be sticking around like that either, though. I don't really like you like that. I ain't afraid of you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a bad guy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not. I'm just saying this sexual principle thing is, you know, it's working out my favor. But I'm not doing nothing. I can use that energy for something else. That's all I'm saying. Just all throw that all to the pot, man. That's for everybody. One in the spirit. It's the show where your host ain't getting none. He's celibate, technically speaking. And using that energy to be creative for the whole. Yeah. Anyway, let me get back into this reading real here. Yeah, that pregnancy thing ain't working out for me, so I created a thing of mine, an invention, painting, sculpture, book, or musical composition. Now, I will tell you this. That music thing, I can sing sometimes. If I was to focus it, to be honest with you, I don't believe nobody on this planet got a smoother voice than me. I'm not trying to hit them high, you know, notes and stuff, like all that rah-rah. I like that smooth stuff, man. I focus it. What? Ain't nobody seeing me. I said it, too. Why can't I get my stuff? Let me see my own song. Once I figure out how do you put the, you know, upload the audio on this thing, man. But one of these days. But you know what I'm saying? That's my vibration right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is something, some things that go on. And that'll be for the next, for the last 8 months of my year, which ends this year on September 9th, 2016, all nine. So, now that said, understanding this concept, ladies and gentlemen, as within, so without. These are things not necessarily you don't know. If you were paying me attention when I first started the Friday Night Hangout and I got into the Origin Speaks and he was talking about some stuff, he was talking about, excuse me, I don't like to say he or she with that right there. It was talking about event space. And what event space is basically alluding to is talking about things that are so many possible. It's possible. Nothing is written in stone. See, prophecy is not set in stone. Everybody put on Nostradamus and all these other great Edgar Casey and all these other cats. All of that stuff is not guaranteed to happen. Prophecy technically is a possibility to stuff to happen. And it probably most of the time happens. You just don't recognize how it actually happens. Hell, if you do right, if you not do right, you do right all the time. You know how I do it. If you actually understand how you, when you start to constantly try to put the law of attraction into effect, you can actually see that you're actually bringing those things apart. But you, see, the thing is, once you get away from letting go what it looks like, and let me put it this way, what it looks like and recognizes something. It's a difference there. You're expecting something, but it looks a certain way. It's like if you got a little bitty baby coming out. You think a baby gonna look like one way. I mean, my son was like that. My son will be 23 and then later on this month. I mean, what are you gonna look like? You know what I'm saying? I don't have a clue. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's a beautiful baby. He's a beautiful young man now. But I'm like, you know what? I don't know. You know, who this, you know, I don't know what he's going to look like. Not that I was afraid that, you know, he wasn't mine. And that's not that kind of party. What I am saying is, using that as an analogy, it was beautiful as all get out. You know what I'm saying? When he came. But I didn't have a clue what he was going to look like, though. He was going to be a little bitty person. We going out there or not, you know what I'm saying? Little bullet head coming out the womb. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Now, that said, it's like the same thing. You might be expecting something, but you got to recognize what it is you actually done. Because that's what it basically boils down to. Recognizing what it is you've actually done. Now, if you can recognize yourself from within, this is a great way to start. How more basic can you get from breaking down your name and the day you born? You're like, oh, turn up. The day you be turning up on your birthday. Excuse me. What better way can you do that? And then what I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you actually get into that? It's 100. The knowledge is 100. 100. I know I ain't saying 100, but 100. All you want, you be like, you know, be like me sometimes. You be doing it too much. You be coming up with the incorrect figures. Like, I ain't like it, that's another thing. And I do that sometimes. 3 + 4 = 5. Like, no, it's not. Like, yo, like, what the hell I get that from? You see what I'm saying? But if you do this for yourself, you actually see. Then you start to, you know what, it's 100. Contact me. I guarantee you. Challenge somebody. Contact some one person. Contact me and then call on the show. Verify. I'm going to give you your 9-year cycle. What I would need is your first name, middle name, and last name at birth. Not if you, if you're married, you, the married name don't work. You have to be your maiden name, the one you were born with, and your birthday. We're not doing astrology, so we don't need the time that you were born. I just need the date. I will send you a breakdown, and then I'll actually go through the trouble, and this is free of charge. I'll go through the trouble of putting in there what those numbers mean. According to this book, I put the whole paragraph in there. If you so desire, I'll put in, they have a, have something called an astrological correspondence and a tarot symbolism. If you about that life, I put it all in there. You know, just to show. It's 100. What you would do, take that 9-year cycle. See what's going on this year. And then go back 9 years from now. 9 years ago, I should say. Go back to 9 years ago and see what you were doing in that particular time of year. And watch for some of that stuff be going on in your life. Bet you. Now, brought up this point, and I'm going to let it go. We were talking about earlier, numbers represent qualities. Numbers operate on the spiritual plane. Basically, I should have got something that said vibration here, but it doesn't. But I'm going to talk about vibration, the law of vibration, real quick. Let me just read a little bit of something on that. Let me get my tablet real quick. I always say the Kabbalion like that because I like doing it for one, and that, that's what they said in the book on Facebook and on YouTube. Let me get to the Kabbalion. I'm gonna just read the law of vibration a little bit. Not going into it a lot. I'm gonna read a couple of things. I highlighted a lot on here now. This is what's going on. Now, remember, I just said your life goes in 9-year cycles. No matter how long you go until the end of your earthly incarnation, you go, it's moving. Get into this. Nothing rests. It's called vibration. Nothing rests. Everything moves. Everything vibrates. All right. Let me see. Modern science has proven that all that we call matter and energy are but modes of vibratory motion, and some of the more advanced scientists are rapidly moving towards the position of the occultists who hold that the phenomena of mind are likewise modes of vibration or motion. Let us see what science has to say about regarding the question of vibration. I don't know about that. Let me go down here and get you a little taste of this, and I'm going to let you go. Then all particles of matter are in circular motion, from corpuscles to sun. The planets revolve around sun, and many of them turn on their axis. The suns move around greater central points, and these are believed to move around still greater, and so on, ad infinitum. Another piece I'm going to just read to you. Science does not as yet attempt to explain the nature of the phenomenon known as cohesion, which is the principle of molecular attraction. Now, I'm going somewhere with that. I'm talking about matter, energy, molecules. I'm talking about stuff we can perceive in this body. Nor chemical affinity, which is the principle of atomic attraction. Nor gravitation, the greatest mystery of three, which is the principle of attraction by which every particle or mass of matter is bound to every particle or mass. Now, I don't know if you know, the body now, I don't worry about it. So I'm just going to, I'm going to leave it at that for that one. Why did I think that turns out like that? Oh, come on. There we go. Now, why did you bring that up, sir? Numbers vibrate, ladies and gentlemen. Gave you everything vibrates in the universe, everything. You're constantly moving. And I'm going to leave it at that for today. Because I mess around being here forever. Now, ladies and gentlemen, oh, before I go, though, I challenge that this, you know, if anyone would like me to break their name down in their year and show their whole 9-year cycle that repeats itself, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, what I'll do, I'll go so far as to go all the way to from your birth until your current year. You know what I'm saying? Show you where you're at in your current cycle right now, and then break those up. If you would like to get at me on that, contact me at mrvon1967@yahoo.com. Again, that'll be MRVON, V as in Victor, ON1967@yahoo.com. In that case, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and let it go for the day. You be so kind, though, ladies and gentlemen. Get at me tomorrow at 11 a.m. Get at me at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on One in the Spirit. Guest calling numbers, area code 646-8787. Let me say it again, 646-787-1879. Or any show that I've ever done has been archived. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can reach me at www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That'd be O-N-E-I-N. One in the spirit. That again, say it again, www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. Every show that I've ever done there. And again, get at me tomorrow, if you would. It'd be a pleasure to have you guys join me tomorrow at 11 a.m. Subject matter, how you feel? You don't want to miss that one. It's going to be pretty good. And there, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Don Roberts. It's been a pleasure to serve to you today. Again, Happy New Year to you, even though the subject matter was, you know, Happy New Year, kind of. Happy New Year to you. Enjoy your day, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm chucking the deuces.